kanga mwaya kuisa muchi tumbu kamu konkelecha kia ipweba mokia kubufumu kano wanda nangu papite milungu bala fuluka sitari tumpa na tilole.
Join us every Sunday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the Z626 radio show. Four chapters of nothing but the very best of Zambian music. Z626, purely Zambian.
Different flavors. Fruity original, fruity guava, fruity mango, fruity pineapple, fruity apple, and fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headline: President Hichilema credits Zambians for international recognition. Government enrolls 1.3 million citizens on integrated national registration information system. And three killed in Sweden as major storm sweeps across Nordic countries.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has attributed his recognition by the British newspaper The Telegraph as one of the top leaders of 2025 to the patience, resilience of the Zambian people. President Hichilema has acknowledged the spirit of solidarity that citizens, private sector and cooperating partners in advancing national recovery. The head of state has noted that the recognition marks an important milestone and affirms that significant work remains to be done to accelerate economic growth, create sustainable jobs, reduce the cost of living, among others. This is contained in a statement issued by State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka. Government says approximately 1.2 million citizens have been enrolled onto the Integrated National Registration Information System, ID, module, while over 500,000 births and deaths have been registered to date. Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security Principal Public Relations Officer Mwala Kalaluka says while the Integrated National Registration Information System was initiated under the previous administration, implementation at the time remained largely manual, fragmented and underfunded, with limited system integration and no dedicated funding for birth and death registration in 2019 and 2020. Mr. Kalaluka says that government recognizes that effective civil registration, secure identity management and integrated migration systems are essential to preventing identity fraud, improving traveler traceability and reducing visa overstays. He also says government acknowledges recent developments regarding the USA government's travel restrictions affecting holders of Zambian B1/B2 visitor visas.
Under new joint administration, civil registration and identity management reforms have been significantly accelerated and aligned to international best practice. Government has prioritized the digitization of identity records, integration of core population and migration databases, and the automation of vital event notification to support accurate identity verification. Today, therefore, approximately 1.3 million citizens have been enrolled onto the INRIS ID module, while over 500,000 births and deaths have been registered. With support from cooperating partners, the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security is implementing end-to-end automation of birth and death notifications through the INRIS API manager.
Luapula Province Permanent Secretary Prudence Kangwa has warned local authorities that failure to properly utilize their constituency development fund, that government will closely monitor and take action against erring councils. Mrs. Kangwa issued the warning on Friday during a tour and commissioning of CDF-funded projects dotted across Mwense district, where she emphasized that the increased CDF allocation is meant to deliver tangible development and transform lives at community level. She noted that CDF currently stands at 36.1 million kwacha per constituency per year and will increase to 40 million kwacha per constituency per year in 2026, translating to about 600 million kwacha for Luapula Province's 15 constituencies. Mrs. Kangwa has expressed satisfaction with the quality standards and equitable distribution of completed projects in Mwense and Mambilima, citing state-of-the-art health facilities, staff houses, modern ablution blocks, market shelters and water infrastructure constructed deep in rural communities. And Mwense District Commissioner Happystone Mwape commended government for extending development to remote areas, saying communities far from the main road are now accessing quality services they had long yearned for. This is according to a statement issued by Luapula Provincial Administration Public Relations Unit. Human rights champion and democracy specialist Ngande Mwanajiti says the amendments to the constitution demand responsibility and careful judgment. Mr. Mwanajiti says that these choices citizens make when electing a president, members of parliament and councillors will shape Zambia's future beyond political rhetoric. He says the experiences of 2025 expose the high cost of poor political choices, especially in economic management. Mr. Mwanajiti says that power shortages and economic pressures reminded citizens that politics and the economy are deeply connected.
The amendments of the Republican Constitution, for instance, demand responsibility and careful judgment. The choices we make when electing a president, members of parliament and councillors shape Zambia's future beyond political rhetoric. These offices carry real power and must never be treated casually or made experimental. The experiences of 2025 expose the high cost of poor political choices, especially in economic management. Power strategies and economic pressures reminded us of that politics and the economy are deeply connected.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Eastern Province Permanent Secretary Paul Tole has reaffirmed the government's commitment to sustainable landscape management and the equitable sharing of benefits from carbon markets under the Eastern Province Jurisdictional Sustainable Landscape Program. The Permanent Secretary made the remarks in a speech read on his behalf by Deputy Permanent Secretary Louis Mwape during a stakeholders' engagement meeting on fuel wood consumption held in Chipata. Dr. Mwape disclosed that the program is strategically positioned to generate an estimated 28.9 million tons of carbon credits, which will be sold to the World Bank and other international buyers. He explained that revenue generated from the sale of carbon credits will be shared in line with the approved benefit sharing framework, with 15% allocated to government and program operations, 30% to private carbon project developers, and 55% directed to communities across the 56 chiefdoms in Eastern Province.
This is what we mean, meaning that more and more resources are going towards our community. More and more resources are going to our traditional leaders who are within the jurisdiction of this project. So this is what we mean when we say we are going to transform the community. I want to see a community where it has solar energy, a community that has social investment, social infrastructure, schools, health centers, and all others, including economic facilities.
Meanwhile, both Senior Chief Luembe and Chief Majimawe urged the program implementers to ensure the active involvement of local communities who are the primary beneficiaries of the program. And EPJSLP program coordinator Noel Muchimba said the program aims to generate payments to the program entity for measured, reported and verified emissions reduction.